Blog Talk Radio.
You tune into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station giving you the hits and much, much more right here on Anointed Thought Show with your girl Elena
and Lisa.
And today we have a special guest who will be calling in a little later, Elder Jason L. Hendricks. Grammy Award winner was with Bishop Hezekiah Walker and has moved on forward to start his own ministry, New Sounds Music Ministry. And we're going to talk with him a little bit about what's going on with his ministry and a lot of things that's going on with him. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, on Anointed Thought Show.
Lord,
Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you, bringing you, and doing all of it, and giving you the hits and much, much more with the girl, Elena.
And Lisa.
Was it hyper enough? This evening, welcome everybody to Anointed Sounds Radio, Anointed Thought Show, and we have a special guest this evening. All of our guests are special. We say that all the time, but everybody's special.
Right.
And we have Elder Jason Hendricks with us this evening. Great evening. Let's see if he's on the line. Elder Hendricks?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm so blessed. Thank you for having me on the show.
We love having you. I'm telling
you. Thank you.
We're pumping ourselves up this evening. You know, when it's like after hours, you get kind of drained. So we're going to pump ourselves up.
Ain't nothing wrong.
How's it going? We know you have some things going on. Lisa and I were reading your bio, going over that before the show, and, you know, when you read stuff, you notice some different aspects after you've read it a couple of times, but we saw that former Grammy Award winner with Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Now, first, before we get into that, tell us, who is Jason Hendricks? Or Hendricks?
I am a man that is on a mission to complete my assignment in this life. I was telling somebody other when we was at Timothy Wright's funeral, I said to one of my boys, I said, man, I want to die empty. You know, I just want to do everything that God has placed my hands to do while he's giving me the time to do. And that's just who I am, a man on a mission to just die empty. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, when you speak of your ministry, and we're going to get kind of farther in detail, tell the listening audience a little bit about your ministry. I know that, as I stated earlier, you started off with Hezekiah Walker and doing some things with him, and you branched off on your own. Just tell us a little bit about from being with a notable artist and then going on your own. Because, you know, there's a lot of independent artists that listen to us, and, you know, they want to get the courage to sing gospel music and be able to do it on their own. So just give us a little feel about that.
Okay, well, I actually started out with James Hall and Worship and Praise.
Okay.
That's who I started out with. And I played for him for about 2 years. And then I left Worship and Praise and started playing for Pastor Walker, or Bishop Walker. And it was like just a God thing that had me at the right place at the right time. I was at a church called the House of David in here in Brooklyn, New York. And for some reason, Bishop Walker's musicians didn't show up. And this was right about the time that Olof Preach came up. And he got up, the choir got up, and he said, man, I need an organist and a drummer. Anybody in here know myself? And me and my cousin, Lauren Dawson, we jumped up and we were like, yeah, we know yourself. Sure. And we jumped on the instruments and we said, I'll make it. And I think Olof Preach. And I played with him for 10 years after that. And it was just an awesome thing, a time of serving, a time of servanthood, a time of training, a time of going through the process of learning the business side of gospel music, because a lot of people just think being able to get up and do a lot of riffs and to be able to tear a church building down is what makes you a successful gospel artist, but it's the stuff that happens behind the scenes that makes someone like Bishop Walker still be able to be in the industry almost 25 years later after putting out his first record. So it was just a time for me to sit at his feet and just learn from him and learn what to do, what not to do, how to deal with promoters, how to treat the people that serve with you in ministry, you know, musicians and just it was just a learning process for 10 years. So I had me behind the scenes preparing me, and I didn't know it was for what I'm doing now. So it was a great time for me.
Amen. I'm kind of losing you a little bit. Are you on a speakerphone, Elder Hendricks?
Hello?
Yeah, we're kind of losing the sound a little bit. I want to make sure the audience is definitely hearing your words. I want to make sure we're doing that. Yeah, I can. Can you hear us, Elder Hendricks? Okay, I think we lost Elder Hendricks. We're going to give him a chance to call us back in because I heard that he was leaving. I said, okay, he must be on the cell phone. He's kind of leaving a little bit. But those who are tuning in, we are talking to Elder Jason Hendrickson, who was a Grammy Award winner with Pastor or Bishop Hezekiah Walker, and we were speaking with him. He's going to give us a call back in because we think he had a bad connection. But he was telling us about his ministry and things that are going on with him and how he got started. And for those independent artists that are out there, this is a great time to listen because when we have different artists that are on, we want to make sure that you are kind of listening to the words and find out how he got there. Are you back with us, Elder Hendricks?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, because I knew we were kind of losing. I want to make sure that we got you back. So
yeah,
kind of tell us a little bit about your project that you're working on now.
Well, it's a project that is entitled called What's From the Heart. It's featuring my group, New Sounds. And it's produced by myself and another young man from this area by the name of Kenny Black. He and I have a production company together. Entertainment, and it's a mixture of, you know, some old school church, of course, some up to date stuff, some praise and worship stuff, just a plethora of the music that has touched my heart. That's why we're calling it "What's From the Heart," because that's the motto of my ministry. What's from the heart touches the heart. So it's just songs that God, throughout almost a 2-year process, has laid in my spirit to just release to the nation. So That's what we're actually not working on it. The album is done, thank God. And we're about to go to mastering and stuff like that. So it should be out this fall if everything goes according to schedule. So I'm excited.
Amen. And we actually have one of your songs that we're going to let our listening audience listen to. That's called Let God Arise. Can you tell us how that song actually came about and what was, as I would say, what was the vibe or what was the spirit speaking, saying to you during that time you were actually ministering that song or actually creating that song?
Well, it's an old school song, you know, that I grew up singing while being in church my whole life. And just hearing a lot of the music that's out here now, I think one of the main mistakes that a lot of artists make is trying to change the industry too much. I think there's certain things that need to change, but there's certain foundational principles that we need to hold on to.
Yes.
And it's songs like that my mom and my grandmother were singing, to Thomas Dorsey and, you know, James Cleveland, that era, were singing songs like this. And what I did was I just reached back and took that song and actually a good friend of mine, Jules Bartholomew, who's written so many hits for Bishop Walker, has I took it and put a little spin on it, and that's where we get Let God Arise from.
All right. And there was something that you said that kind of sparked the interest of a show that Lisa and I did a while back. I know you're probably thinking, Lisa, you were saying there was something that artists shouldn't touch or shouldn't change when it comes to the gospel industry. Can you expound upon that?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
You were stating that there were some things that should not be changed or some things we should definitely leave the same. Because the reason why I'm asking that question, Lisa and I did a show a while back, and what we did, we kind of played some secular music, some secular beats without the words, just the instrumental. And we made up spiritual words on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying, why do people frown upon secular music when gospel artists take it and turn it to make it Christian?
Right.
And so I just want you to expound upon a little bit when you said certain things need to change, because that's very interesting because we just did a show on that.
Well, I don't have a problem. See, I think a lot of people need to study the origin of music. When music was created, it was created for one purpose and one purpose only, and that was to glorify God and bring him pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But as you do your studies, you will find out that Lucifer was music in heaven. And
that's right.
He got kicked out of heaven. the anointing of music was not taken back from him. It just became corrupt. And that's
right.
where we get secular music from, because anything that God has, Satan wants to pervert it and use it to his own benefit. So where God
right.
has music to glorify him, Satan has now polluted the atmosphere with secular music that glorifies him, that brings people to suicide, premarital sex, all those kind of things. But if you understand the origin of music and where music came from and the purpose, you would understand that there is no such thing as music that we can't listen to. It's the motive behind what the music
That's
does
right.
it wrong. So if
wow.
you take music that has become popular in the secular world and take words that God is giving to glorify him and edify the body of Christ, I don't consider it to be wrong, because your motive is, number one, to glorify God and to edify the body. But when you are writing music and listening to music to promote sexual promiscuity, drug use, the demeaning of women, that's when it becomes
violent.
Wrong and erroneous. Violence and things like that, promoting drugs and guns and all that, that's where you become offensive to the purpose and the intent of why music was created. Because God doesn't get any glory out of drugs. He doesn't get any glory out of violence. He doesn't get any glory out of women being demeaned. He doesn't get any glory out of that stuff. So that's where people
Amen. And with that being said, we're going to get to Elder Hendrickson's song, Let It Rise. Now go anywhere, stay tuned, Anointed Sounds Radio.
Listen, I'm going to take you back a little way. There's a song that we used to sing in the Church of God in Christ. It just says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Because when God gets up, you're guaranteed to have power and total victory. If you believe it, put your hands together. Two sounds, come on, hey! minds. This song.
Hello, everybody. This is Donald Lawrence, and you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. www.anointedsounds. Make sure you stay tuned to us 24/7. You can also click on the on-demand station where you can click and choose all type of music that you want to hear, the special music you want to hear, not what we want to play for you, but you can use the on-demand section and pick your favorite gospel artist and listen to music 24/7 online, www.anointedsoundsradio. Those are just tuning in. You're back with your girl, Elena, and and we are talking today to Elder Jason Hendrickson. How you doing,
hey,
Elder?
Hey, what's up?
Awesome song, Let God Arise.
Glory.
Yes, it did have that old school gospel feel, you know, you catching the wall, doing your praise dancing, you know. It did have that feel to it. Now, one of the things, just look at your picture because I don't know you in person, but I can see that you're a younger man of God.
Yeah.
And usually men of God who are younger and we see them doing traditional gospel, we wanted to know, you know, how were they actually raised up in the church? Was traditional gospel one of the forms of music that you listen to? Because now we have more of the different genres of gospel. We have contemporary. There's so many. I really probably can't name them all. Urban inspirational, Christian rock. It's just so many genres of the Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
Will you ever actually do like a contemporary, holy hip-hop, urban type of gospel song?
Oh, yeah. I've done one. I have one that's going to be on the album. With this young man by the name of John Cook. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he's a really big holy hip-hop artist up this way. And we have a crazy tune I did with him called Turn Him Over to You. I grew up in the Apostolic Church, and traditional music is what I heard in my house all the time when my mom was cleaning up on Saturdays. But then as the Winans came along, Commission, I was hearing that with a little bit of Danny Bell, Reverend Isaac Douglas. I mean, I grew up with appreciation for so many different types of music. And then my dad, he's a classical fanatic. He's actually a bass player and a piano player, so who trained us classically. So, you know, I got a little bit of Bach, Beethoven, and that stuff in me as well. So, you know, it's just a plethora. A smorgasbord, if you will call it.
That's awesome. Now tell the listening audience, when will this CD drop and how will they be able to obtain, grab the CD, purchase it, where and when and how and all that great stuff?
Well, the Lord has just graced my label, which is IMOC Music, Gospel Music, to sign a distribution deal with Central South. So the album will be all over the country. And, of course, it'll be on iTunes, CD Baby, and stuff like that. Anywhere that digital music is sold, the album will be available, Amazon.com. We're trying to get it in Walmart and places like that. You know, we're grateful to the doors that God has opened. And, you know, off the website, you can get it off of www.imogospelmusic.com. You'll be able to do pre-orders off the website there. It's going to be everywhere, and we're just praying that the people of God will support genuine gospel music that's mentioning the name of Jesus, that you don't have to think if it's secular. You know for sure that this music is about Calvary and the cross and the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. So we're just praying for the support of the people of God, and even those people that don't know God, you know, we're praying that the music touches them when they can come to get the
Amen.
Name of Jesus that we sing about. Yeah.
Amen. Now, one of the things that listening to different types of music, I'm noticing that gospel is starting to hit the secular stations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the music, there's been, I would say, accusations of people thinking that Mary Mary music is more R&B, but we know that it, as Christians, that we know that it's talking about Jesus Christ.
Right.
And there's been interviews where they had to actually go on and say, hey, we are promoting Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only. How do you feel now that the music is branching over to the secular side, which we need to be reaching them anyway, but how do you feel about that?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful because Jesus even said that he couldn't return until the gospel had been preached to the four corners of the world. He never said how it would be preached. You know, so I believe, again, it all goes back to the intent and motive of the individuals. Now, you do have some gospel artists that really at heart want to be secular artists. We won't call any names.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay,
it's a reflective look on their lifestyles and the things that they do. Because in the gospel ministry, not just music ministry, the two main components are perception and presentation. Those are the two things that people know who we are. Even Jesus said, who do men say that I am? In other words, who do they perceive me to be? So we have to remember that our presentation and the perception must always be Christ. There's going to be different ways that people are presenting Christ, but at the end of the day, the focal point of whatever your presentation is, if you are claiming the name of Jesus, should be Jesus. People should not have to stop and think, you know, is this R&B or is this gospel? At some point or another, I think that we have to say the name, because if you call it gospel music, gospel is the good news, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So how can it be gospel music without Jesus?
Amen.
And how can it have power behind it without the name that's above every name, the name that every knee's going to bow, every tongue is going to confess? Just to sell records, I think, is where artists are going wrong. And if they are sensitive to what's going on in the spirit realm, the world wants God. You know, God wants me to be around a lot of secular artists. I've even played for some, you know, and done work with them. And they laugh at the gospel artists that are trying to do what they do. And they're like, yo, if I want Puffy, I'm going to go to a Puffy concert. But if I want to go to church. While these dudes, these gospel artists are trying to beat Puffy, he's trying to get what we got.
Right.
And it's so sad that people are compromising the message of Christ when the world, in truth of the matter, is crying out for Christ. Everyone wants God. Everyone is becoming more God conscious. You watch the award shows. You watch the different interviews. Everybody's talking about God, but they just don't have the relationship. They have an idea of who God is, but they don't have the relationship that we, the ambassadors of Christ, should be giving to them. Instead, we're trying to be them instead of trying to win them. And I think that's where a lot of the new artists are going, and they won't be around in 10 years. And that's the reason why people like Hezekiah Walker, Timothy Wright, different ones can be in the game and be on 15 albums when these dudes is making one album and they just disappear.
That is
really
awesome.
About Christ. It's about making money. And the crazy part is, if your motive is right, Jesus said in the Word of God, whatever's right, I'll pay. The money, the fame, the houses, the cars, it's all going to come anyway if your motives are correct.
Amen.
So, you know, it's something, and this is the stuff that I learned by serving. And that's the other thing. A lot of these artists, they're not members at anyone's churches. The road is their church. When they get on stage, that's their church. And if you really want to have success in this thing where you are really fulfilling what God has called you to do, you've got to be a member of somebody's church. You've got to be a tithe payer, and you have to be a servant at a local church. That's how you maintain longevity in this thing. I need to know where you serve at. Who's your pastor? Are you a tither? Because I don't want to hear nobody singing or preaching to me that's cursed.
And it's interesting you said that, because nowadays, as we notice, that a lot of ministries are now over the airwaves, television, radio, and you can actually be a member of a ministry without going to church. You have a membership number, you're mailing your tithes and so forth. What is your opinion? You know, we can't, you know, it's our opinions of things. What is your opinion of that? Because now a lot of people feel that they can actually just sit home on Sunday morning, watch the Word, and just mail in their tithes.
I say what the Scripture says. The Scripture says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves.
Right.
Meaning that the Bible also says that iron sharpens iron. I believe that if you are an invalid or handicapped in some type of manner, then that's a different type of scenario. But if you have all your faculties and you have the activity of your limbs, I don't think it's wise, number one. There's too many distractions in church while we're in church.
Right.
There's so many things that run through your mind and try to distract you while we're in amongst each other. So imagine being in worship by yourself. It's no way that you really get to God the way you need to, because you need to draw strength amongst the believers. We deal with heathens all week long. We deal with people that are non-believers all week long. And now you set a time aside to worship, and you're going to do it in front of a TV? I just don't see how that works. To really see, getting saved is one part of it, but maintaining salvation, it takes sacrifice. And a sacrifice is something that moves you, because if it don't move you, it don't move God.
Amen. Now, Elder, there are some more interesting things about you. You are a published author.
Yes, I am.
And you wrote a book called You're Not My Daddy.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about not being a daddy.
Well, what that is, the second part of the title is Guidelines to Becoming a Successful Stepfather. It's a situation that I've been in going on 19 years now. And it's a situation that a lot of people or a lot of pastors in church don't touch on, because that's not something you can go to school for. This is something that experience overrides theory any day. And it's a very needed discussion to happen in church, because there's a high level of premarital sex in the church. And, you know, old saints should say the saints are getting this. The saints are doing things and having kids out of wedlock. But my thing is, I wanted people that made the same mistake that I've made of having premarital sex to understand that that's not the end. And
That's right.
One of the things that I'm very passionate about is the older generation not forgetting when. Because just because you graduated doesn't mean the high school is closed. You have to give other people a chance to get their degree and their diploma. And it's easy for you to rebuke your flesh when your flesh doesn't work anymore. Mm. But I need you to tell me what you were doing when you were 18 and 19 years old. And if God delivered you, he can deliver us. So what the young people need, they need someone that's going to be transparent about their issues. And that was one of my strongest battles of becoming a man of God, of letting the desire to have sex outside of marriage go. And I had a child. I got with a young lady that had a child. Now, 18 years later, is my wife, and we have a beautiful family. But it's something that God had anointed me to deal with, because every man can't even raise their own biological child. So to raise a child that's not biologically yours, it takes a special and a rare anointing, and God has to give it to you. And I just want the message to go out there to every young woman that has had a child out of wedlock, that there is a man for you, there is a prince for you, there is a Boaz for you, but you have to wait on the Lord and allow the Lord to anoint that young man to be the provider and the covering that you and your child need. Because there are men out there that will do that, but they're ordained by God, and you have to wait on the Lord to send them to you.
Amen. That's a good word for those single women, especially. That's a good word for Mother's Day, I tell you. That's awesome. That is awesome. Now, where can they purchase this book if they want to read a little bit more about?
You can go to Barnes & Noble.
The
Lord has blessed me to be able to have, worldwide distribution with this book.
And amen.
In favor of God. So you can go into Barnes & Noble. If it's not in the Barnes & Noble where you live, all you have to do is go to the counter and tell them you want the book. They'll order it and send it right to your house. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can go to PublishAmerica.com, which is the publishing company that I've been signed to. All you got to do is just really Google my name, and all the stuff just pops right up. So,
Yeah, you can Google anything nowadays.
Definitely.
That is awesome. You need to get us a copy of that book so we can get back on Anointed Sounds and talk about You're Not My Daddy, who's my daddy, and so forth. We need to get you back on so we can talk about You're Not My Daddy.
I I would love
make
it.
Sure you definitely get that to us. And we
I
want
sent
to
it
thank
to you,
you.
Electronically. I sent it to you.
Oh.
You didn't get it?
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
No, we didn't. I'll make
yeah,
sure I check with Simone. I'll make
yeah.
sure I definitely check with her and see if she has that copy. Maybe she just didn't get to us yet. But we're going to read it, and we're going to have you back on the show. We definitely want to talk about that because that's
anytime.
An awesome message, especially to women, and we want to definitely get that message out because anybody that's promoting the kingdom, we're going to try to help promote them as well. And, again, thank you.
Thank you
so much for being on the show today, Pastor Elder. Pastor, look, I'm speaking to you live. There you go.
No, please. But you know what? The funny thing is, everywhere I go, that happens to me. And I'm just so used to it now. But, nah, I'm good where God has me now. I'm happy serving under. And I got to give a shout-out to my pastor because he's a big, big, intricate part of why I do what I do because it's a blessing to have good leadership. A blessing.
Amen.
My pastor,
Amen.
Elder Darryl Hill of the Apostle Praise Tabernacle. I love you, man. If you're listening, I thank God for you. I thank God for my wife and my kids, for my group New South. I love just the support that the kingdom has given me at this point in time in my life. I'm humbled by it, and I realize that it's nothing but the favor of God, and I don't take any credit for it. It has nothing to do with me. It's all about Him, and that's the message I just want to portray to people everywhere, to keep
Amen.
God first.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And as soon as that album drops, definitely let us know so we can definitely help you, assist you with promoting that. I know God is going to do the promotion, but we could just help a little bit here on Anointed Sounds Radio. And definitely
I promise
get
you I
your
will.
Song. Definitely do that.
Thank you so much
for being on the show. We appreciate you. And
thank
those
you.
Who are listening, make sure you go get his music, his book, and all the things that are glorifying the kingdom. Again,
yes.
Elder Henderson, thank you so much, and God bless. Thank you for tuning in.
God bless you. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
No problem. Those who are just tuning in, we were speaking with Elder. I want to keep saying Pastor, at least. I just want to keep saying that. So I might, Elder Henderson,
yeah,
you might be getting a church soon. Because I just keep saying it sounds so nice, it's rolling off my tongue.
Right.
So, we want to thank Elder Jason Henderson for coming on the show. Again, he is a published author as well. I love the title of the book, You Are Not My Daddy, Guidelines to Become a Successful Stepfather. We're going to have him back on after we get a chance, Lisa and I get a chance to review the book, and we could talk about that. It'll be a great gift to those single moms that are out there to explain. So we definitely want to get him back on. Just awesome. I mean, awesome.
Yeah.
Just had a great time. It's even those who are tuning into the sounds of our voice. Thank you so much for tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio. The station is giving you the hits and much, much more. You can tune into us 24/7, streaming now in 83 countries, 52 metro U.S. areas in the United States. We want to thank you. We welcome Israel, who came on last night, Israel, the country Israel, for tuning into us. Thank you so much for tuning to us. God is truly, truly blessing us, and we're going to be moving forward and doing some things for the kingdom. But again, this is the girl Elena.
And Lisa.
And you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, www.anointedsoundsradio. Give me the hits and much more. Thank you so much, and God be with you. Take us out. Molly Music, Get Right Church.
Listen. Get right church and let's go. Let's go home.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more to girl Elena Sanders. I'm telling you, we had an awesome time interviewing Pastor Elder Jason Hendricks tonight. I want to thank you guys for listening to us. I think I have our caller on the line. Hello? Hello? Caller, are you there? Okay, I think his name is...
Did they change their mind?
I guess so. You sent me a check saying you want to be on. Caller? Okay, well, I guess not. Just call her back. Just call us back. But I see your name. It says Uncle Phil. So, Uncle Phil, I'm giving you a shout-out. I'm letting everybody know that you want to be put on and you didn't get on the radio. Okay, Uncle Phil? But, again, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio. We are going to be out. Stay tuned to us. We do shows like this on Mondays at 8, but you can listen to Anointed Sounds 24/7 online, www.anointedsoundsradio. Thank you so much, and God bless. We're out.
Good night.
Good night.
First giving all I got to the word of my life, I want to testify a different way than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week I was faced with a crisis, when my wrong turned to right and my right turned to wrong. I didn't know where to turn, so I threw up my hands and stole along.
Yeah. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what the? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we serve notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday, and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give him the praise.
We fell, we were deep. guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for? Singing.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
now right
Eden,
here.
Live
come on,
on
y'all.
Top of the world.
Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at?
Come on.
Lord, you can do what you want.